This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. And you are sinners. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more, much, much more. So, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Spirit of God. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts. Open our hearts to hear the word of God. Open our ears in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we adore you in Jesus' name. Today is June 13th is the feast of St. Anthony of Padua, a great, prophet and a great, great preacher, a great preacher. He holds in his hands the book of the Gospels, and the child Jesus stands on that book. St. Anthony of Padua. I went to where he was supposedly buried, and you know what? His body was, it just vanished because of age. But you know what's left perfect of St. Anthony? His tongue. His tongue. Why his tongue? Because he preached the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he went about with the word of God, preaching about repentance and receiving forgiveness and the Holy Spirit. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us. Oh, my mother loved St. Anthony. When my brother was sick as a child, 4 years old, he had something like pneumonia, and my mother entreated St. Anthony for the healing of my brother. And guess what? Though he was very, very, very sick, his body was healed. As a matter of fact, he remembered when he was an adult that he was in a little room in the hospital near another little boy, and he said to the little boy, what's wrong with you? Oh, yes, that's when he was a baby. I tell you, my brother is 4 years older than I am. He's gone to glory. My brother experienced healing through the merits and the prayers of Anthony of Padua. I love St. Anthony. Why do I love St. Anthony? I love him because he went about preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. He went about telling people of the love of God in Christ Jesus. He went among people telling about Jesus poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sins. I love St. Anthony. I love him. I want to be like him when I grow up. I want to be able to tell the world one at a time about Jesus, about the power of Jesus, about the love of the Father, about the unction of the Holy Spirit. In my house, on the 13th of June, we always celebrated the Feast of St. Anthony. How did we do that? We made the 13 Tuesdays at Sacred Heart in East Boston in honor of St. Anthony. And after we prayed the prayers, we had benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament. We would have prayers in honor of St. Anthony, the saint of miracles. Oh, yes. St. Anthony, the saint of miracles. And this is one of the songs we sang. If then you ask for miracles, life, death, or calamities, the leprosy and demons fly, and health succeeds, infirmities, thus he obeys, and fetters break, and lifeless limbs thou dost restore, though treasures lost are found again, then thou, young and old, thine aid implore. You see, we as Catholics believe in the communion of the saints. Anthony's looking at the face of our Lord Jesus Christ right now. Oh, he's looking at the holy, awesome face of Jesus. And you know what? I believe in the communion of saints. I believe that those brothers and sisters that are in the presence of God have an influence over our life if we want that influence. My mother begged St. Anthony when my brother had pneumonia as a child, a baby. My mother begged St. Anthony because she had no place else to go. She didn't know about the power of Jesus. She didn't at that time. But she knew about the intercession of St. Anthony. And she went to St. Anthony, and guess what happened? My brother was so healed that when he was taking a test for the army, my mother said he'll never be recruited because he had pneumonia and lung problem. Well, when he went for the examination, he was recruited. God healed him so much that he had no lung problems. My mother was sorry that she prayed so hard. She wanted him not to go into the service, but he went anyway. These are the things that happen when you have faith. And I ask you today, do you have faith? Is your faith in your faith? No, no, no. Is your faith in the living God? Is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? That's where my faith is. As a matter of fact, did you know? When I was a young priest, asked at the 7 o'clock Mass, how many of you people want your faith increased? And they all raised their hands. They suffered because I told them to sit down. And at 7 o'clock, you never preached because they had to go to work. So I said, if you want your faith increased, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And every time I have the 7 o'clock Mass, I will preach so that you would have more faith. And I would have more faith. And I did. Not long, but I did it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How many of us hear the word of God? How many of us know the word of God? How many of us are in the word of God? I tell you, not too many. Not too many. Oh, that book, it scares me. I don't understand it. Let me tell you a secret. I used to be a teacher. The Gospels were written for fourth graders. The Gospel was written for fourth graders. And you say you don't understand it. Then you need the Holy Spirit to interpret it. How do you do that? Before you open the Gospels, before you open the Gospel of John, you say, Holy Spirit, unlock these words for me. Unlock these words for me. Unlock these words for me. And he will. Do you know? We made the 13 Tuesdays at Sacred Heart in East Boston in honor of St. Anthony. And after we prayed the prayers, we had benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Oh, yes. Jesus himself blessed us as he reveals himself in the Eucharist. Jesus himself. Do you know? At St. John the Baptist in Quincy, every day, Monday through Friday, we have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament from 12 o'clock to from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. From 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Come and sit in the presence of Jesus as he shows himself in his holy, holy way as Eucharist. Oh, yes, he is totally present as Eucharist. He is as present as Eucharist as he is in heaven. He is the same Lord who was crucified, who died and was buried, and who rose from the dead in the Blessed Sacrament. Oh, yes, we call it the Blessed Sacrament because it is Jesus himself. A lot of people have left the Catholic Church. They left the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in Eucharist. No one else has the Eucharist but Catholics and Orthodox. We have the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we offer the people. But not only that, we have the Word of God, because the Word of God brings faith. When people are listening, they will hear, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Why am I on radio since 41 years now? Because I want people like you who just tuned in to receive faith so that you would open your heart to Jesus and give him your life, starting with your sins. I hope that people who are listening to me are coming to confession, are coming to confess their sins. Jesus said to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven, whose sins you retain shall be retained. We do that every Saturday from 12 to 2, I believe, or 3, or whatever. We do it. We do it. We do it. And people call and say, I want to go to confession. Father Thomas says, come, I'll give you a time, and I'll meet with you. Oh, but confess. Someone says, I'll never tell my sins to another man. That you better tell Jesus he made a mistake. Because Jesus said, to men whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven, whose sins you retain shall be retained. Jesus made a mistake. Oh, no. Never, ever, ever. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is perfection. Jesus is mercy. Jesus is delight. Jesus is the glory. Jesus is the power. Oh, how wonderful Jesus is. I'm going to ask you today, do you know how wonderful Jesus is? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And if you don't, oh God, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, introduce these people to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And people who do not know him, pray with me, Lord Jesus Christ, come and dwell in my broken heart, in my sinful heart. Come and dwell there and bring me forgiveness. Bring me healing. I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You died for me. You bled for me. You gave up your life for me. And in turn, I give you back my life. That's all I can give you, is my life. Use it by the grace of God. Use it by the grace of God. I tell you, I told Jesus one day, I give you my life. Use it by the grace of God. You know what happened? He did it. He still does it. He still does it. I never thought, when I experienced the new birth experience in 1984, I think, I never thought that I'd be preaching to you on radio. I never thought. God came to me through the power of the Holy Spirit. I received what people call, and what the scripture calls, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I received it anyway and began to speak in other tongues. No one taught me. No one told me. I received it by the Spirit of God. That's how I received it. I was not taught in it. I was taught by the Holy Spirit. I was taught by God Himself. Now, I go up to a friend of mine. He's a pastor on Sundays to hear the Word of God, because I need to be fed also. Oh, yes, my friend, Pastor Miles, he is a loving man of God, a great man of God. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ. I sit under his teaching because it's all about Jesus. And I need to be hearing the Word of God too. I need it. I speak it, but I can't speak it unless I also hear it. And I know faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Back to St. Anthony. Do you know that what is incorrupt in St. Anthony's body? Do you know that his tongue is incorrupt? It is as red as red can be. Why his tongue? Because he was a great preacher. How we need great preachers in the Holy Catholic Church. How we need preachers who will preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. How we need preachers like St. Anthony, who embody the life of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need preachers. I need to hear preachers. I'm preaching all week. I need to hear myself be proclaiming, hearing the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I go to Mass here and hear the Word of God being proclaimed by another person. Hallelujah. But not only that, I usually go to New Hampshire to hear Pastor speak the Word of God. Pastor Miles, a great man of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know what? He comes to our Catholic conferences and he preaches. He is a wonderful man, a wonderful, wonderful man. Today I want to tell you that God has a plan for you. Oh, yes. And that plan is not only to save you, but that you would be like St. Anthony, that you would tell people about the name and presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would be an evangelist. Oh, that's too big for me. Oh, no, no. You know what? How I started? I remember when I took a year off from school, I was giving out yellow pages to different people. That was my job. I didn't do it very well. But every time I'd meet people, I'd sit with them and tell them about Jesus. And one day, there were these little kids on the stoop of the stairs, and I told them all about Jesus. I didn't make very much money that week because I was telling people about Jesus and not giving people yellow pages. But I learned something. Yellow pages were not for me. That was not my vocation. I had another vocation. And by God's grace, it is not only to preach the Word of God, but to live the Word of God. I'll tell you, living the Word of God is much more difficult than preaching the Word of God. But if I do not live the Word of God by grace, I am a phony preaching to you today. I am a phony preaching to you today. I have to live the Word of God, and that means I have to live by faith, by grace through faith. That's how I live. My life is all about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I received ordination when the Archbishop laid his hands upon me. I received what is called ordination, what was given to the apostles on the first Easter. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." At ordination, I received the Holy Spirit. Oh, I had received the Holy Spirit in confirmation and baptism, and also in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Oh, that changed my life in 1968. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "You children among you know how to give good things to your kids. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you won't give them a stone. If they ask for a fish, you won't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Let's ask. Wonderful, wonderful Father, in the name of Jesus, the great high priest, pour out now your Holy Spirit upon your people, especially upon those that are distressed, especially upon those that are depressed, especially upon those who can't take another day because it hurts too much. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them now, the gentle dew of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, the gentle dew of the Holy Spirit. Pour it out upon your broken people. Let them know you have a plan for their life, that their life is not ended, that your plan will be lived in them as they give their life to you, no matter what they're going through. And some are going through dismal, awful, terrible experiences. They feel so far from you. But the Word of God says, "I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and sup with them, and they with me." He's knocking on the door of your heart. What are you going to do about it? You're going to just let him knock? Or are you going to say, "Come, Lord Jesus, I surrender. Come, Lord Jesus, take my heart. Come, Lord Jesus, I want to do your will." Oh, then a new life starts, a new life in Christ, a new life. How we need the new birth experience. Oh, I received the new birth at baptism, but I received the new birth experience when I was 21. When I was 21, I experienced the new birth by the grace of the living God. How did I experience it? Because I went to an Antioch retreat and they preached the blessed gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Christ died for our sins, that he bled for our sins, that he took upon himself the wounds so that we would be healed. I heard the message of salvation, that he died and rose from the dead, and he wanted to give me a new life. I was desperate for it in 1968. I'm still desperate for it. I need that new life. How can I come to you every day and preach this word unless he gives me that new life in the Holy Spirit? I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. But I come to you in the name of Jesus. But I come to you as a person who needs Jesus just as much as you do. Just as much as you do. I am weak. I am broken. I am needy. And I say, "Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come into my life, wonderful Jesus. Save me from hell. Save me from sin. Save me as you shed your blood. Let that blood come upon me and bring me new birth in your holy name." Oh yes, how privileged I am to proclaim the word of God to you on the feast of Saint Anthony. And I conclude by saying, I believe in the communion of saints, that right now Saint Anthony is looking at the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the communion of saints, and I ask Saint Anthony to bless everyone who's listening to me, that they would have ears open to receive the message of salvation, that they have ears open to say, Jesus, I surrender. Saint Anthony, saint of miracles, pray for us. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a miracle service, have Eucharist, and after Eucharist, we're going to pray for miracles at St. John the Baptist in Quincy, Massachusetts. Tonight, it's Friday. May God bless you, and may he keep you. God bless you today. Amen.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.